Good day. This is the Farm Market News broadcast number 206 for Wednesday, December 31st. I'm Dave Sims. The ICE Futures Canada canola market was weaker on Wednesday following declines seen in the U.S. soy complex. However, speculative buying helped push spreads around and limit the losses. Canola was down $3 to $4 with the most active March contract down $3.10 at $440.30 per ton. Malaysian palm oil and European rapeseed futures were both weaker, which pressured values. The large soybean crop in South America was also a bearish force overhanging the market. However, commercial interest was steady, which helped underpin the market. As well, potential disruptions to palm oil production because of flooding in Malaysia was supportive. Milling wheat, durum, and barley were all untraded. In the U.S., soybeans, corn, and wheat were all lower. Soybeans were down 19 to 21 cents as traders took profits. The March contract stood at 10.23 per bushel. There are fears the soybean harvest in South America will reach a record 100 million metric tons. Some buyers have already begun to mark future purchases from Brazil, a trend that is expected to increase in the new year. There were some concerns about potential flooding in Brazil, but it appears farmers who are affected may simply harvest early. Corn was weaker on Wednesday. Values were 8 to 9 cents below unchanged, with the March contract at $3.97 per bushel. Traders booked profits ahead of the new year. Prices were also pressured by growing concern over ethanol production. The falling price of gasoline has made ethanol too pricey in the eyes of some end users. Wheat slumped 10 to 12 cents lower with the March contract in Chicago at $5.90 per bushel. Traders booked profits while the strength of the U.S. dollar continued to bite into international exports. The euro has sunk to its lowest level in over 2 years against the U.S. dollar, leaving U.S. wheat at a distinct disadvantage compared to its competitors on the international stage. Winter wheat in the U.S. Great Plains was mostly undamaged from this week's cold winter air, which was bearish for value. That's a look at the ICE Futures Canada and Chicago markets for Wednesday, December 31st. In Winnipeg for Farm Market News, I'm Dave Sims.